And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Replacement Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to the hang time punter. Remember every NFL broadcast?
Great punt, hang time on that one.
The punt is kicked, the ball is kicked, and then the stopwatch started in the bottom of the screen, and broadcasters were constantly talking about, wow, 4-1 hang time. Why don't they ever talk about hang time anymore?
I don't know. Still just as important.
You're a punter guy, George.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
They also don't have the coffin corner kick anymore.
Yeah, we never hear that term.
No, they just try to kill it inside the 10 instead of kicking it out of bounds inside the 10, but you don't have to worry about an oblong shape bouncing the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Is hang time not as important?
Oh, no, I think it's just as important. I mean, you get good hang time, and that's how you negate someone like Devin Hester.
Yet, technologically speaking, we've gone backwards in terms of the national broadcasts because they always used to be all about the little clock in the corner that showed us the hang time.
Bring it back.
The strangest moment in yesterday's Cowboys-Redskins game, which was full of strange moments, was the argument between Dez and D'Angelo Hall. Did you see this? They showed it as they were going to break.
I guess I missed it.
So they're talking trash to each other. Then Hall slaps Dez, slaps him in the helmet. Then Dez looks around like he's looking for a cop, and then he punches Hall in the gut, but he holds up right before he hits him. It was like, it was all he could do to restrain himself. Did nobody else see that?
I didn't see it.
Wow, it was a crazy moment, and it was like something you would see between two guys meeting outside the stadium after the game.
They replayed it when they came back from commercial break. Buck and Aikman replayed it.
Yeah, so it was a wild moment. Go back and watch it, because it looks like an all-out street brawl is about to take place. And the bonehead play of the day was Skins punt returner Brandon Banks fielding a punt 1 yard deep in the end zone.
That was crazy.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Maybe he's been watching Dez. That was the silliest punt return attempt I think I've ever seen.
Have you ever seen anybody field a punt in the end zone?
No.
I hadn't either. That was a first.
How hard can it be just to put your toes on the 10-yard line? And as the punt's sailing over your head, you go, okay, just let it go and take my chances.
Just call a fair catch and just stay where you are and see what happens. All right, more observations on the Cowboys game coming up at 8:15. One of the most prolific passing quarterbacks ever might also be the most philanthropic quarterback ever. Drew Brees this week pledged $1 million to the victims of Hurricane Sandy, while also announcing this week that he's donating $2 million to various local charities in New Orleans. Over the years, the Breeze Foundation has contributed over $11 million to various causes just in the New Orleans area alone.
Wow. He's greatness.
He's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Pretty good little guy.
The winningest coach in college football history is calling it quits. John Gagliardi is retiring after his 60th season at St. John's in Minnesota. That's a Division III power. Sorry, I'm trying to orchestrate the music here. I'm getting a little distracted. Just up a little bit now. You don't have to drown us out, but you don't have to make it. There you go. Let's just play with it in there, Lee Harvey. Just play with it. All right, so Gagliardi is 86 years old. He has won 489 games as the head coach of the Johnnies, and he retires the sport's all-time leader in victories. He shattered Eddie Robinson's record. He won 4 national titles at St. John's. His players never called him coach. He insisted that they call him John, which I think is a little strange, but it worked. And players were never penalized at St. John's for being late to a practice as long as they were coming from class.
Yeah, I've seen a feature on him. Pretty incredible, too, because I think he's had offers, but he's always just stayed there.
Yep. There was a lot of fuss about Miguel Cabrera versus Mike Trout for the AL MVP, but very quietly, Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre finished third in the voting. You know, nobody really talked about that.
Mm-mm.
Beltre was also voted Rangers MVP this week, becoming the third Rangers third baseman after Buddy Bell and Mike Young to win the team award. And the Rangers announced that they'll be taking a page from the Cowboys' book and take part of their training camp to San Antonio next year. They're going to play two exhibition games there next March in the Alamo Dome. It's the first time baseball will have ever been played in the Alamo Dome. That's going to look weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and I thought they determined they couldn't play a real baseball game there.
Aren't they going to have about a 298-foot foul line with a high wall down one way?
Like the Dodgers' first year in the Coliseum?
Yeah.
When they had basically no right field or left field, whichever side that was on?
People in San Antonio would be fired up about that, though.
Yeah.
Be huge.
And it makes sense for the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Cowboys, try to claim as much of Texas as you can.
Sure.
It's such a depressing place.
I know. It's not a good old-timey baseball park.
The dark Alamo Dome.
The place where souls go to die.
Celtics guard Rajon Rondo is two games shy of tying John Stockton's record for the second longest streak of consecutive games with 10 or more assists. Do you realize Rondo has 35 straight games of 10 or more assists?
No.
35 in a row. Stockton did it 37 games in a row. But the all-time record is Magic Johnson. He had 46 straight games of 10 or more assists. 46 straight.
I do know that I've always liked him, though.
Yeah.
I think he is a dude.
Rondo could break Stockton's second-place mark, and then he'll start focusing on Magic's 46. London's Stephen Goff has a rap sheet that includes 18 convictions for failure to wear clothes in public.
Stephen Goff.
He has spent the last 6 years almost continuously in prison because usually each time he's released, he immediately takes off his clothes and walks out the gate. He was released in October from his most recent incarceration, and authorities were puzzled on how to proceed since Goff, who's also called the Naked Rambler, appears maniacally committed to the clothes-free lifestyle. So as soon as they let him out of prison, he just takes off his clothes and starts walking down the street, and they have to arrest him again.
You heard about the Naked Rambler.
Well, now who's that?
Your mom.
Wow. And seems how my mom passed away a few years ago. I don't think she that's didn't. Really appropriate.
Finally, the owner of a golf course in Texas was confused about paying an invoice, so he decided to ask his secretary for some mathematical help. He called her into the office and he said, "All right, you graduated from the University of Texas. I need some help. If I were to give you $20,000 minus 14%, how much would you take off?" And she immediately replied, "Everything but my earrings." That's a special Black Friday edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting.
What's that, Craig?
Barely hear you because of the levels.
That's a special Black Friday edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. Be careful this Thanksgiving weekend as you eat, visit, shop, and bait.
Thanks for hanging out.
Bait your hooks. Lots of fishing this weekend.
Huh.
I love this is a big fishing weekend.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a master at putting worms on the end of hooks.
7:53 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, don't worry about the club.
I guess you could say I'm a...
No. Up next, a very special edition of the emergency break of the week.